Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we're at this interesting moment where things are winding down. We have closing this weekend the Desiderio's production of Norm Foster's On a First Name Basis. After a substantial run, how long has it been up there? 6 years, something like that. No, six weeks.
Well, at least 6 weeks.
They do long runs there. You can still see Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, that spooky show that people are having so much fun with down at the Road Less Traveled Theater. We liked it too.
And speaking of Road Less Traveled, remember every Wednesday night, they do an improv, very affordable improv, using the actual set, but a completely new play every night.
I've already seen it.
Oh.
It's completely different every night.
We saw their version a couple Wednesdays ago. Hilarious.
They're so talented. It's uncanny the way they can string together contributions. Just amazing. An art form pioneered by Mike Nichols and Elaine May. And wow, proliferated across the continent. And I've often noted that some of the very best actors in Buffalo come out of improv.
Hmm.
That ability to go with it, create reality, it's amazing. But you also saw, and we don't get much opportunities to see, Gilbert and Sullivan, but Opera Lights remains devoted. And you got out to see their production of Yeoman of the Guard.
I did. I think I enjoyed this production more than any of the others in the last 10 years. It was fun. The Yeoman of the Guard, the costumes were great. The orchestra came up big, nice singing. And of course, one of those crazy Gilbert and Sullivan plots that right up to the last minute, you don't know how it's going to end, but it always ends happily.
It always ends happily. And where are they performing now?
They're at the Amherst Community Church on Washington Street, right behind the Amherst Central High School.
Yeoman of the Guard, Gilbert and Sullivan, Opera Lights. But some things opening up. A theater of youth has, and this sounds adorable, it's called Corduroy, which refers to a stuffed bear. And this is for three-year-olds, three and up. You saw it. How old are you? You're 50 if you're a day.
Well, let's add a few to that. But yes, I remember reading this to my son. Charming story. Little bear looking for his button gets lost in a department store. I love the cast, including one of our favorite actors, Vinnie Murphy, is on stage. So that'll be fun.
Yes, Corduroy. Play for children at Theater of Youth. Now, this past weekend, this is an unlikely segue because I'm about to talk about drag, and drag is definitely an adult entertainment, typically, except that a lot of drag performers have experience reading to children in libraries. And on Sunday at the Polish Cadets over there on Grant Street, where Grant meets Amherst, a fundraiser for Kevin Deese, actor Kevin Deese. Well, he's also Naval Officer Kevin Deese. We saw him in Sunset Boulevard, in Reefer Madness, wonderful musical theater performer, and now running for the State Assembly from the 149th District. And they did a drag brunch for him with performers from RuPaul's Drag Race, the TV show.
Get out. The RuPaul's Drag Race?
Absolutely. And one of Buffalo's own most remarkable drag performers, Artie Winner for Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Vanadu. And this remarkable performance, well, it's a brunch. It's daytime.
Uh-huh.
Drag is typically...
an evening activity.
Well, there were children, and the drag performers made a bit of having to check themselves, which they didn't really. These are consummate, brilliant performers. And one of the RuPaul people, Mrs. Kasha Davis, sort of Martha Ray personified, and she got these little preschool girls up on the dance floor, choreographed them in situ. They didn't know this was going to happen, but they're just mesmerized. They're just loving the entertainment of all of this. And she asked them each what they were going to be when they grew up, and it was just magic, raising funds and awareness of Kevin Deese's campaign for the 149th Assembly District. It was just so charming.
Well, if he's half as good a politician as he is an actor, singer, and just great guy, good for him.
He's such a patriot and so committed. He went to Annapolis. You knew this, right? Yeah.
Now, I had a question about drag performers. On BTPM, PBS, on the TV station, my wife and I enjoy watching reruns of an Australian sitcom called Royal Flying Doctor Service, about doctors who fly out to the outback and help people. But when they're back at their base, whenever there's a party, it's always drag entertainment. Australians love drag.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, you know, that Australian story. Which it does. And Barry Humphreys, Dame Edna, of course, was Australian. When I first was a young person going to England and aware of English popular culture, apart from what they export from the West End and all of this, I was just amazed these royal command performances, they always march out the drag queens. It's like the Queen of England there. It's a huge part of panto, which is children's entertainment, the big panto dames, Denny LaRue, famous among them. But I can recall in the 80s seeing at the Black Cap, Regina Fong, just embedded in the culture. After the Elizabethan era, they just didn't give it up. But and very fun and very, very quick-witted. Wait, there is O'Connell and Company coming up with a Canterbury Neb musical a lot of people might not know, Curtains, which they're doing up at Canterbury Woods.
Well, we know Chicago. We know Cabaret. And now it's Curtains?
Curtains, yes. It was one of the last that they wrote together. Fred Ebb died before it had opened on Broadway, and they replaced the book writer, Peter Stone, replaced by Rupert Holmes. It is a murder mystery Broadway musical about a detective, originally played by David Hyde Pierce. It was called The Role of His Lifetime. About a theater diva, a triple threat. She cannot sing, she cannot act, she cannot dance, and she gets murdered during the curtain call of the show.
By the audience?
That's funny. The audience might at one point be a suspect, but yeah, a detective trying to solve this crime, Lisa Ludwig, as the producer who won't let the show close. Though it received mixed reviews in its original outings, it ran. People love it. It is a charming musical by the authors of some of the greatest musicals ever written, Curtains, O'Connell and Company, up at Canterbury Woods. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.